Today is Tuesday, the 1st of October, the feast of Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, in the 26th week of Ordinary Time.
Sorrow's got a hold on me. The shadow is all I see. Weighed down, no, I can't break free. Sorrow's got a hold on me.
Paul Zark sings, "Sorrow's Got a Hold on Me." As you listen, bring your own sorrows to the Lord today.
Water sweeping over me, helpless and I'm in too deep. The flood is overwhelming me. Water sweeping over me. Oh Christ, come near, come near to this broken heart of mine, to this broken heart of mine.
Today's reading is from the book of Job.
After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Job said, "Let the day perish on which I was born, and the night that said, 'A man-child is conceived.' Why did I not die at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Why were there knees to receive me, or breasts for me to suck? Now I would be lying down and quiet, I would be asleep. Then I would be at rest with kings and counsellors of the earth who rebuild ruins from themselves, or with princes who have gold, who fill their houses with silver. Or why was I not buried like a stillborn child, like an infant that never sees the light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. Why is light given to one in misery, and life to the bitter in soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they find the grave? Why is light given to one who cannot see the way, whom God has fenced in?
Today is the feast day of St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. She is known for her little way of spiritual childhood, which, despite great suffering, emphasizes simplicity, humility, and trust in God's love. Through Job's lament, we are invited to consider our own response to suffering. What is your immediate response to this passage? How does Job's lament speak to you? Why? In times of suffering, this question is often the first in our thoughts and on our lips. Can you recall a time when this was true for you? How did you feel? What was your awareness of God's presence at that time? As you listen to the passage again, what is your response now?
After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Job said, "Let the day perish on which I was born, and the night that said, a man-child is conceived. Why did I not die at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Why were there knees to receive me, or breasts for me to suck? Now I would be lying down and quiet, I would be asleep. Then I would be at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who rebuild ruins from themselves, or with princes who have gold, who fill their houses with silver? Or why was I not buried like a stillborn child, like an infant that never sees the light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. Why is light given to one in misery, and life to the bitter in soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they find the grave? Why is light given to one who cannot see the way, whom God has fenced in?
Why is light given to one who cannot see the way? St. Teresa encourages us to seek God's presence in our trials and to trust in God's loving plan. Share with the Lord whatever is on your heart at this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.